This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. I pray that you had a wonderful, wonderful holiday weekend, that you got a chance to relax, to refresh and recharge. Hope you had an opportunity to praise the Lord, gather with the saints. You know, there's a lot of people around the world that wish that we had the freedom to worship in their country the way that we have freedom to worship here in our country. And so thank you for joining us here this morning. We're going to be diving into the Word of God. We're going to transition to a different topic today. We're going to be talking about developing a heart to praise the Lord. And so you're getting in on the ground floor this morning. And so we're going to be jumping into that. We're going to be in Genesis chapter 29. And the reason I'm starting there is because that was a pivotal revelation from God that literally transformed my attitude in my life. And so I want to share that with you today. Want to say thank you to the folks of at Wyrick Air, Dennis and Carla and their team. Dennis pastors a church here in Central Florida, had the opportunity to preach a revival service there a little over a week ago, and so I'm greatly appreciative for people who have a passion for the kingdom and have skill sets. I tell people, when you look in the Word, one of the first people, some of the first people who are mentioned about being filled with the Spirit were people who worked with their hands. A lot of times we have reduced the gifts of the Spirit to something that is operating in pastors and teachers or some people, some individuals in the church. And I want you to know that God, the Holy Spirit, is available to help you with your job. God is better at your job than you are. And so if you deal with people, you need the Holy Spirit. Because people can be challenging and difficult. You know, there's this humorous line out there that says, folks, you don't just need the Holy Spirit when you come to church on Sunday. You need the Holy Spirit when you go to the grocery store, because there's people. You need the Holy Spirit driving down the road. I was on my way to a medical test here a few weeks ago, and just driving along, minding my own business, not having any issues, and all of a sudden, there is a vehicle in the right-hand lane, and someone pulled out in front of that vehicle, and they were in my lane, and there was no way they were going to clear my lane before I would have got up close and personal with them, let's put it that way, and slammed on my brakes, went over into the lane where the other vehicle was, and God spared my car, spared their vehicle. And so I'm very thankful for the Holy Spirit's intervention in our everyday life. And so I'm thankful for Dennis and Carla. They operate Wyrick Air in Rockledge, Florida. They travel all throughout Brevard County. They provide professional sales and services. They deal with air conditioning. Hallelujah. Air conditioning makes Florida livable. They deal with heating issues. If it's not hot enough for you, just open your windows. And they also deal with electrical issues. They work primarily in residential settings, but they do some light commercial settings as well. for their customers. They even provide emergency service when necessary. If your AC goes out in July, that's an emergency. And so they strive to provide their customers with the best service possible at an affordable price. They deal with integrity. They're not going to try and sell you something you don't need. They will try and prepare you for upcoming transitions if that is something that you need. They also are up to date on all of the latest governmental requirements and new codes and new materials and new systems, all of that stuff. That's in their wheelhouse of expertise. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. Their license numbers are RA0066854 and EC13002439. And so if you are needing an AC service company, if you're looking to change providers, looking for someone who's kingdom-minded and wants to treat you well and, you know, give you a good service at a good value, you might want to consider the folks at Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538. So let's go to Genesis chapter 29. This message is written on the tablet of my heart. I preached this message a long time ago when all of the circumstances of my life, ministry-wise, were not looking rosy. In fact, it was looking very bleak. And God gave me this message, and I titled it From Turmoil to Triumph. From Turmoil to Triumph. And I preached it, and then, you know, I like to, you know, make sure that I'm not, you know, a heretic or anything like that. And so anytime someone was preaching from this passage, I would listen to them, and they would share some things. I know that there was several evangelists, and they focused on different aspects of this. And finally, I was going to write a book about it, and my ministry schedule just does not allow me to do that at this point in time. And I went to one of our general council meetings, and our general superintendent, who's been promoted into the presence of the Lord, he preached this principle. He did it in a different style than I had done it, but it was like, hallelujah, I am not the only one. I am not out of my mind when I share this principle. So I want to take you to Genesis chapter 9. Chapter 29, I'm sorry. We're going to be in chapter 29, and I'm going to read some background for you, and we'll read all the way to the end of chapter 29, but I'm going to pick up reading in verse number 15. We'll highlight other passages, but it says, "Then Laban said to Jacob, 'Because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what should your wages be?' Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance. Now Jacob loved Rachel, so he said, 'I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter.' And Laban said, 'It is better that I give her to you than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me.' So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed only a few days to him because of the love he had for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go into her." And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. Now it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to Jacob, and he went into her, and Laban gave his maid Zilpah to his daughter Leah as a maid. So it came to pass in the morning that, behold, it was Laban, and he said to Laban, "What is this that you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served you? Why then have you deceived me?" And Laban said, "It must not be done so in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give you this one also for the service which you will serve with me still another 7 years." Then Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. So he gave him his daughter Rachel as wife also. And Laban gave his maid Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as a maid. Then Jacob also went into Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah. And he served with Laban still another 7 years. When the Lord, this verse number 31, when the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, "The Lord has surely looked on my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me." Then she conceived again and bore a son and said, "Because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, he has therefore given me this son also." So she called his name Simeon. She conceived again and bore a son. "Now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore his name was called Levi. And she conceived again and bore a son and said, "Now I will praise the Lord." Therefore she called his name Judah, which means praise the Lord. Then she stopped bearing. And so I want to set the stage for you. Jacob was a deceiver. He was a slanderer. He was a person of guile. He was always trying to work the angle. On his, you know, so Esau, his brother, had been swindled by him a couple of times. So there was no love lost. In fact, Esau had said, when dad dies, I'm killing Jacob. That's the type of relationship they had there with siblings. Jacob's mother found out about that and said, "We need to get him a wife." And so she sent him to her brother Laban. Laban had been there when Abraham had sent his servant to find a wife for Isaac, and he found that wife in Rebekah. And so when Laban sees all of the blessing, that all of the tangible goods that are given to Rebekah, he goes out and he says, "Hey, I'm her brother." And so he's already had some interaction with that side of the family. And so when Laban sees Jacob show up, and Jacob had, you know, provided some shepherding strength to Rachel, and he saw her and he fell in love with her because it said that Rachel had these natural attributes. It says here that Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance. So Jacob sees this, and by the way, you might think that Laban or that Jacob is a teenager. The chances are that he was closer to 50 or 60 at this point in time. He was not a young man at this point in time. He was an older person. And, you know, he's there and he sees Rachel, and he is captivated with her figure and with her beauty. I will tell you this. You and I are not supposed to be motivated by the same things that the world is motivated by. The Bible talks about that a beautiful woman without virtue is like a pig with a gold ring in its snout. And you might look at that and say that's just a very graphic picture. I've known some men who had physical attributes, but they did not have character. They did not have a relationship with God. They did not have a personality. They did not treat other people well. And so I always taught kids in our youth group, as well as my own kids, hey, you can't be motivated by what you see. That could be a facade. That those natural attributes may actually be hiding something very ugly in their personality. And I will tell you, a lot of times the world who loves giftings, who love physical appearance, they love physical talents. If you're a gifted individual, the world says, hey, we're entitled to that, and we're going to use your gifts for our benefit. And that can be very, very dangerous. And so we want people to, now look, I believe that we should do the best we can to keep up our physical conditioning, not because, you know, the world demands it, but because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We should be doing the best that we can to present ourselves to God in such a way that he's going to receive glory, honor, and praise. So Rachel has all of these externals going for her, and Jacob falls in love with her, and he agrees to work for her as a dowry for 7 years. And it says it just seemed like it was a very short period of time. And next thing you know, the 7 years were passed, and Jacob says, I'm ready to get married. And so they set up the wedding. By the way, let me just tell you this. I've been at Merit Assembly of God for 32 years. And it does not seem like 32 years. On one hand, it seems like it has just flown by. So time, if you are young, I tell people, especially young parents, whenever I see them out and about with young kids, my advice to them is this: don't blink. Don't blink, because it goes by so quickly. A lot of times parents, I'm getting a little bit off the beaten path here from, you know, laying the foundation, but a lot of times parents are just looking for the challenges of the current stage of development to be eliminated when the child enters the next stage of development. But I will tell you that the challenges never go away. They just change names. You and I need faith. We need a relationship with God, no matter what stage of development that they're in. So I was talking to someone recently, and they were talking about the challenges that we face in dealing with adult children. And, you know, I because I've been at the church for so long and was in youth ministry, I will tell you that all of a sudden when your kid hits 17 or 18, I don't know what happens in society, but a lot of times I've seen parents who have you know, trained up their children well, and all of a sudden 17, or I see it a lot at 17. At 17, the kid thinks, the children, the young adults, they think, hey, I'm almost 18, therefore I should be treated like I'm 18, but you're not 18 yet. And so when my children hit 18 and graduated high school, that's when the dynamic of our relationship changed. Until then, they were still minors. They were still corrected because I loved them and I didn't want them playing in traffic, especially when it came to playing in spiritual traffic. I wasn't a helicopter parent who was just hovering over them and corralling them and all that. We wanted to create a safe place for them to learn to succeed and also to learn the pain of failure without that pain being fatal. We were successful in some degrees and not so successful in other degrees. And so you and I, we need the Holy Spirit, especially during that stage. And then you think, well, they're 18 and I've completed my mission. No. You see, children have a lifelong responsibility to honor their father and mother. It is a commandment with promise. It is a commandment that impacts the rest of your life, but it is also sowing spiritual seeds. And so if you do not honor your father and mother, then don't be surprised if at some point in time your children grow up and you reap a harvest of dishonor because you sowed seeds of dishonor. So that can be a challenge. We need the Holy Spirit. I mean, relationships are hard. Relationships without God are even harder. Relationships without the Holy Spirit helping us and giving us wisdom and insight and working in people's hearts and lives, it's challenging. You need God. You don't just need God on Sunday morning to listen to a sermon. You need God in every area of your life. I need God in every area of my life. So Rachel has everything going for her from the world standard. But she also has a sister. Her sister's name is Leah. Leah is described as having eyes that were delicate. Okay? And so it doesn't say anything about her figure. It doesn't say anything about her appearance, her countenance. All it does is describe her eyes. Now, here's the sad thing. Laban looked at his oldest daughter, Leah, and said, there's no way I'm ever going to have anybody fall in love with Leah and want to marry her. That was the way the father looked at his daughter. I want to encourage you men who are listening. And my encouragement is this: make sure that you are your children's biggest cheerleader, their biggest fan. It doesn't mean that you're blowing smoke their way or anything like that, but you need to be there. It doesn't mean that you're never going to be the disciplinarian. It doesn't mean that you're never going to speak correction, but your children need to know that you love them. They need to know that you can encourage them when they do something well. And if there's challenges in life and their world is falling apart, they need to know Dad's going to be there to help me through that difficult season. One of our biggest societal issues right now is because of inadequate fathers in children's development. Sometimes it's absentee fathers. Sometimes it is fathers that are distracted, fathers who are neglectful, fathers who are abusive in many different ways. And so we need to have better expectations than that. And I will tell you, it's Laban did not think Leah was going to be of any benefit to him. She ends up giving him the most number of grandkids out of either of his daughters. And one day, Jacob and Leah and her kids and all of the rest of Jacob's kids and Rachel and Bilhah and Zilpah, they all load up and they all move away. And Laban says, "You didn't even give me a chance to say goodbye." By the way, the Bible calls that deception. So I want to encourage you, be people of integrity. Keep communication lines open with people. Don't just disappear without any communication, whether that's at work or whether it's with friends or family or whatever. You and I, we're not called to ghost people. We are called to deal with people in integrity and uprightness. And so don't play favorites with your kids, because they will pick it up. Leah, some of Leah's problems that she has to struggle with emotionally later in life stem back to the fact that her father looked on external appearance as much as everybody else. And he said, "You are not going to be of any benefit to me." Jacob wakes up, finds himself married to Leah instead of Rachel. And all of a sudden, she finds herself not only unloved by her father, she now finds herself unloved by her husband. This is just setting the stage for you. You look at that situation from a natural perspective, and things look very, very bad for Leah. And they look very good for Rachel, but I'm here to tell you, God looks on the heart. He doesn't look on the external appearance. We see that with Leah and Rachel. We see that with David. We see that with the children of Israel and Moses in Egypt, where Egypt is the most powerful army in the world. And God says, "Yeah, I'm not impressed by your weaponry. I'm not impressed by your numbers. I remember the covenant I have with Israel, and I'm going to come and I'm going to set them free." Today, I want to encourage you, don't allow the world to define you by your inadequacies. Let God define you by who He is. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
I found in him a friend.